This is the 1 Minute Rental Car Podcast, and I'm your host, Shannon DeAndre, and we are talking about all things rental car, and we're giving you the information that you need, even though you might not even know that you need it. So let's go ahead and get into the 1 minute. So this portion of the Rental Car Podcast, we are going to discuss corporate rates and corporate renters. And the reason why we're discussing this, does not apply to every single renter that is renting from a rental car agency. This one applies to specific renters, i.e. renters that have a corporate contract that they are renting under. Now, the reason why this is so important to differentiate these renters is because when you go ahead and you rent from a rental car agency, the third-party renters, i.e. Priceline, Hotwire, companies like that, they are different from renters that rent specifically from the actual website of the rental car companies. The renters who rent from the rental car company's website or their company's website have a company code that they put in, and their rentals then become different than everyone else's, specifically dictated by the contract that you are under for your company. So when you go ahead and you rent, depending on your status, what company you're with, what your contract stipulates will dictate what happens with your rental, i.e. there are some companies that are under stipulation that they cannot receive upgrades at all within their company contract. There are other companies that have stipulations on what size of vehicle you can actually upgrade into as it deals with the contract of your company. There are other companies that have a stipulation of what type of vehicle you can actually be placed in. So you have to make sure that you, as the renter, with your information and your informational track, discuss with the individuals that are the point person within your company about what vehicle you can go into, whether there are any stipulations on your contract. So when you get to the rental car counter, there is no question about what you're actually able to get into, what car you can request, what car you can actually be allowed to drive, because sometimes there's vehicles that your company does not want you to drive. So you have to make sure you know all this information. It just makes it a smoother process for you as you're going through this process. And just to let everyone know, this is a two-part podcast. This is part one. So that is the 1 minute.